Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email is from Gregory.
Hello, first I wanted to express my sincere gratitude for your show. As a first gen with no family or relatives in the legal field, I have found solace in Thinking LSAT. Thank you. Oh, I guess this came into our other show, but anyway, we're going to talk about it here on the daily.
Okay.
I just finished my diagnostic exam and I scored a 133. I wanted to ask if 157 plus within 3 months is a realistic plan. What does your gut say about that, Ben?
I'm concerned. Starting with a 133 is lower than most people. Most people are starting in the 140s. So within 3 months, go up more than 20 points. I don't know. It's definitely possible. I'm not optimistic.
Yeah. I mean, realistic. Let's take a quick side note here.
Definition of realistic.
Yeah. Realistic. Having or showing a sensible and practical idea of what can be achieved or expected. Second definition, representing familiar things in a way that is accurate or true to life. I don't know. Do you think that this is, would you call this a sensible or practical idea of what can be achieved or expected? Just means it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
But expected.
I wouldn't say this is expected. I wouldn't say, okay, hey, let's put our money on this table. I'd love to see you drill and then take another practice test and hopefully see that bump up pretty quickly here. That would give me more confidence. But until we see that, I think you're going to have a longer road ahead just based on the information we have right now. Also, I don't know how significant this is, but your email, you lowercase I, which is just a stylistic choice, but it seems, I don't know. I'm concerned that you need a little more attention to detail to really kind of bump up this test.
Yeah, people toss these emails off on their phone or whatever, and they don't bother anymore with punctuation and things like that. Mm-hmm. But you are, Gregory, getting yourself into a lawyer-ish type of a field. You're talking to two people who did go to law school. And if you're talking to us about law school admissions, you might want to get in the habit of just being a little bit more professional with your communications. We appreciate you writing in. Thank you for asking us for help. That's a bit of unsolicited advice, I guess. I want to make it clear that if you're scoring 133, you are understanding almost nothing about the test. You think you're understanding some things, like the ones that you got right. You think you understood them, and maybe you understood one or two, but you're adding very little value over what you would expect from random guessing. 133 is just not that much better than random guessing. I would guess that you're probably getting like 4 or 5 questions more than just random guessing per section. So you're like, job one, Gregory, stop thinking about 157 plus. Instead, let's think about 140. What's it going to take to get to 140? To get to 140, Gregory, you need to start getting the first 5 right in every section, like no mistakes in the first 5. And if you can do that, then maybe you can get the first 6 or 7 or, eventually 10 right. But if you could just get the first 10 in each section, you'd already be like knocking on the door of 150. I'm not like trying to beat you up, Gregory. I just want to be realistic about this, that because you literally asked me to be realistic. To be realistic, you have to start understanding what you're doing. And at 133, you're not. You would be scoring 150 if you were understanding the first 10 in each section. So you got to slow way down. You got to focus only on accuracy, not speed at all. And you've got to start getting them right instead of getting them wrong, which means you've got to be more careful. You've got to read it really carefully. You have to understand what they're asking you. You have to feel good about the right answers. You have to see why the wrong answers are wrong. And if you could just do that again, I'm not bullshitting, Gregory. The first 10 questions in each section, if you were able to answer the first 10 correctly,
mm-hmm.
you'd already be 15 points higher than where you're at right now. So that's what we have to be thinking about, is just slow, calm, careful, accurate, solve the questions, actually understand what they're asking you. Right now, you're skimming the surface and you're understanding almost nothing. Anything you want to add to any of that?
Nope, I agree.
Second, I transferred to my current institution where I'll receive my diploma with a very low GPA. My freshman year was great. I had an overall 3.3 GPA. Okay, that's not great for people who are going to law school. In fact, most of our students would say that sucks. like most people who are going to law school are like, yeah, I had that one real bad semester when I got a 3.3. Since transferring, I done my best to raise my GPA and average at least a 3.1 within the last 3.5 years. I know I can graduate with at least a 2.9. So there's, doesn't even make sense, right? Because where's the bad, there are some bad semesters that Gregory's not talking about here.
They must be pretty bad because the average of the 3.3 and the 3.1 is somehow now becoming 2.9. So
he's trying to work his way back up to 2.9.
What, so you have like a 2.5 or something now, or what's going on?
Yeah, he's a 2 point something trying to make it up to 2.9, which just doesn't indicate to this. Again, I mean, I hate to be so like blunt about it, but that does not demonstrate that you're good at school. And you're applying to school. So the schools look at that and they go, okay, so this person is not that good at school. Do we want them to come to our school? Like that's.
And the only schools that are willing to do that are not actually in the business of teaching students. They're in the business of making money off of students who probably shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Gregory continues. I'm aiming for some schools that I have found will most likely accept me with these credentials, which just sounds like bottom feeding types of schools that are willing to soak you, Gregory, for $40,000, $50,000 a year. And they don't really care that much about your potential for success. With this understanding of my academic background, could you tell me, based on your experiences, if 157 is achievable within the next 3 months? I want to be applying for school in fall of 2023. I want to be as realistic as possible so I do not incur too much debt. Thank you, Gregory. Gregory, do not pay for law school. Do not pay one penny of tuition. Don't do it. Don't pay for law school. If you can't get a scholarship, don't go at all.
I mean, Gregory, you, the numbers you're giving us are 133 on your LSAT and somewhere below a 2.9 on your GPA. You have to increase your LSAT score dramatically to prove to yourself that this is a path you want to follow. If you can't do this, let the LSAT tell you that you need to stay away and find something else.
Yeah, this is the exact tragedy. You know, it's like the looming car accident.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no, 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 don't do it. You know, like,
yeah,
avoid, like, don't do this. Like whatever he says, I want to be as realistic as possible so I do not incur too much debt. Well,
how about zero debt?
Yeah, the number is zero, Gregory. If you spend a penny on law school, you're wasting your money. So get a scholarship or don't go at all. Go to lsatdemon.com/scholarships. Put in your realistic GPA. I mean, what is it actually? 2.8, 2.7? Put that in there and then put in various LSAT scores and see what you would need to get a scholarship, a full scholarship. I think that there are some real low ranked schools that would probably still give you a full ride if you make it to 160 or 165 or whatever it is. Is that realistic within 3 months? No. Is it possible? Yes. Is it expected? Absolutely not. I don't think that you should be, you know, trying to apply this fall. I think that this is going to be, if it's going to ever work out for you, I think that this is going to be another year endeavor. You're still doing your undergrad classes. You need to be getting straight A's, not A minuses, straight A's. Because you have to demonstrate to the schools that you're good at school. Right now, you're demonstrating to the schools that you're bad at school.
Well, demonstrate to the schools, yes, but demonstrate to yourself too, Gregory. Don't prove to yourself that this is a path you want to pursue and can pursue, and then make it happen. I don't think you've proven it to yourself yet. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Don't pay for law school. Thanks for listening.